The heart is a hard act to follow. I do so with nary a moment's undress. For I'm aware of where it leads, should we proceed bereft of caution. Offer up endorsement to the course of love and happiness. Heeding the signs less inclined to mislead, realigning both feet to the reap of tomorrow. Need not beg, nor borrow, for the heart need not be drip-fed on sorrow, lest we skip its beat. The heart soon retreats when defeat is seen as viable option, recedes from the clutches of thieves who deceive, not to flatter, but cleave open wide to confide that nothing really matters, scattering seeds preconceived then to perish over time, courting treason with no reasoning for rhyme. The beat, it grows weaker, as meek as it is mild, no longer so wild or such an eloquent speaker. As the outlook grows all-inclusively bleak, so the heart starts to bleed and departs from the precipice, lending air to breathe. Summit undiscovered as we plummet to another time and place, our fall from grace unduly coveting disgrace. Cutting to the chase, our endeavour then to sever the umbilical that cynics call the very end of tether. The storm is a fierce one to weather, no question, but weather it we do when we simply take this never ever failing leap together. Do so with nary a moment's undress, skipping not a solitary beat. The heart retreats not when victory is seen as reliable option. The widow of the chamber, once estranged, no longer weeps in pain. All ventricles can breathe again, can feed the valves, play conduit to fluids. Suddenly, the beat grows stronger, offers full endorsement to the course of love and happiness. For lifetimes, maybe longer. The heart is a hard act to follow. Yet follow it, I do. Need not beg nor borrow. Need not let my heart turn blue. Spartan blood, it rushes through me, every artery a masterpiece. Sometimes I bleed while others feed from me and intravenously. Yet never ever do I skip a solitary beat.